Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. I tell you, well, it's right here on Blog Talk Radio, motivation and inspiration in the morning to help you get your day started right. And we have some awesome guests who are coming on the air today to share with you some very valuable and timely information on how to overcome domestic violence. Now, our guest today, we have back with us, we also had with us on Monday, Ms. Denise Jenkins, and she is the author of a book entitled Beyond Abuse. I'm telling you, powerful, powerful book. But this book is a compilation of several other voices on the subject, and it is a very, very, I tell you, it's a touchy subject. Just about anywhere you go, this subject is touchy, trust me. But she's going to be coming on in just a moment. Don't go away. We're going to have the chat room open for you. For those of you who are too far away to dial in, like our good friend, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. Good morning, good morning, all the way over in Tokyo, Japan. It's probably about 8 o'clock p.m. over there. So I'm going to open up the chat room in just a moment. Going to bring our guest forward in just a moment. I'm telling you, I'm excited, excited. I'm going to open up that chat line. Don't worry, it's going to open momentarily. We just want to let our friends on Facebook know that we're here. And then we're going to go right to the chat room. Paul, I hope you're ready to start chatting with yours truly, Coach Lalisa and others. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and welcome to Ms. Kiva Renee down in Nashville, Tennessee. Good morning. Good morning to Patricia Martin right here in New Jersey. Pat in New Jersey. Want to say good morning to those of you wherever you may be. You might be in North Carolina. Hey, good morning. Good morning. I don't know if Mr. Versi Walker is able to get on, but good morning, Mr. Versi Walker. In New York, good morning to a young lady I recently met, Miss Erica. She's from Chicago. So I tell you, we're going to have a good time this morning, and I'm going to open up these phone lines and see who we have here with us. Still waiting for the chat room to load, so we're going to keep doing that. I'm bringing area code 216 on the air right now. Good morning, area code 216. Who am I speaking with?
Good morning. This is Gloria Jennings.
Hey, morning, Gloria. Lisa. Hey, Gloria. Long time no see. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm just thankful to be here, grateful for another day.
It's good to hear your voice.
Well, I can't wait to hear all about this project that you all are working on. You have your conference symposium coming up at the end of the month. Looking forward to that. We can certainly feel all the excitement surrounding the project. As I've been talking with Chaplain Denise over the past several weeks and months, and I tell you, I'm just over the top on this.
Very exciting.
Oh, yes.
We've had a very busy month, yes.
Wow, it's... Well, we want to hear all about it. But first, I want to, again, just if you want to tune into the show, you can go to the chat room now. So I'm hoping to see some people fill up that chat room. You can log on to our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa. You will be able to go into our chat room and talk with other people on the show. Also, you can listen to the show via the chat room as well. Now, let's see. I don't know if I have another caller, but let me just check. So stand by, Gloria. Don't go away.
Okay.
Okay. Caller, you're on the air. I just opened up your mic. Tell us your name and where you're calling.
This is Tiffany Ingersoll. Excuse me. I'm one of the authors of Beyond Abuse.
Wonderful, wonderful, Tiffany. So glad you're here. So, Tiffany, hold on 1 second. I've got another caller. Okay, this is Denise. Denise, can you hear us?
Yeah.
You can?
Good morning.
Okay, well, we can hear you. Are you ready to come on?
You know what? I just wanted to say good morning, everyone. I'm going to step back and let Tiffany and Gloria Jennings, who's coming on with her, do the show for the day with you. And I just want to be a listener today, if you don't mind.
Okay. That's fine. We will put her back on mute, and we will continue our discussion about this very, very important issue. And we're talking to two people who have their hands right on the plow of this thing. We're talking to Miss Gloria and Miss Tiffany. Okay, so ladies, your mics are open. You can, you know, share what you have to share with the audience. The show is being recorded, and it will be available in the archives of the Coach LaLisa Show on Blog Talk Radio for until Blog Talk closes down. So you'll be able to go back and listen at any time. But I want to start with, why don't we start with Gloria. Gloria, tell us your role with the book Beyond Abuse. So, so excited about that. How, you know, why you're involved in this and what is going to happen for individuals reading the book and also for those who are going to come on October the 29th to the event in Cleveland. Now, I'm a bit challenged here with technology this morning, so I can't open up my other page where I have a lot of the information. So you guys are going to have to help me with that part. So, Gloria, take it away.
Good morning, everyone. As I stated, my name is Gloria Jennings. I am one of the authors in our Beyond Abuse book that we're writing. And our book is to help others to see a way to get out of whatever situation they may be in. There was one verse I saw that finally stuck in my mind, and that verse said, we must move from denial to wholeness. Admit the hurt. Realize you made the decision and then move forward. So it's not a situation in life where you have to stay. There's always an opening. There's always a door. And our position, we help others with other resources. We give information to different places, different websites that can help them come out of whatever situation they may be involved in. And with domestic violence being the month of October, we have had just a month of different events, radio talks. Our main event is going to be on October 29th. That's what's going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and it's going to be held at 3476 East 152nd Street in Kinsman. It's New Freedom Ministries. They have opened their doors to us to be able to use their facilities. This is our first event last year. We had standing room only, so we were very blessed with that. And this time we need more room, so God opened the door for us, and we're going to be obedient and step in. I became, or we also have on the 22nd, Applebee's joined in with us, let us do different events there. On October 22nd from 10, this is Applebee's on Northville and Richmond. They have opened their doors to us for a pancake, a flapjack fundraiser, as we're calling it. So from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., breakfast, $10, and that's going to be your flapjacks, your meat, and eggs, and your juices, which refills are welcome. And that's going to also help us to do things that we have to do for our book and our organization. So that's going to be on the 22nd from 8 to 10 at Applebee's. And on the 29th, that's going to be at the church on 152nd and Kinsman. And we welcome everyone. Everyone's welcome to come and listen and enjoy and hear their just different things that they'd like to speak on. I became involved with our Beyond Abuse because I am a Shiro. I was a victim in 08, but all through my situation, God was there. He's from the time it started to the time it ended. And I look now at it as the scars on me that were left. I always call them love scars because God loves me enough to save me and to put me in a situation where I can open my voice to help someone to maybe see the future, to see what they're in, to see what steps they may have to take to change. And I'm just very proud of doing this, very, very proud of doing it. And I thank you, Lalisa, for opening your doors for us also.
Well,
so we just want everyone to just keep your eyes and ears open for those that need help. And if you don't know, we are on, we have a website that's open that you can always go into, and that would always let Denise or whoever come and let you know how to get on the situation that you may be into.
Mm-hmm. That is so, so important.
Yes,
wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to come back to you, so don't go away. And thank you for telling us the location of your upcoming event on the 29th. And also about the Applebee's Flapjack fundraiser.
Flapjack. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing. So people can join in because there may be a lot of people who maybe they've never been abused, but they also want to help, or maybe they've had family members that have also been abused. So wonderful. And we do have another caller. Let me just open up their phone lines and just acknowledge them. And then, Tiffany, I'm coming right to you, so Tiffany, don't go away. Okay, caller 4-0-2-5-8. You're on the air. Tell us your name.
My name is Laura. I, too, am a Shiro. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning, and this is Laura?
Yes. I, too, am a Shiro.
Awesome. Got a lot of Shiros on the phone this morning. Well, stay right there, Laura. I'm going to go back to Tiffany. She's hanging on there quite a while, so I'll now come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Tiffany, tell me your involvement with the project, how you got involved, and what do you have to say on this subject that is so very touchy and so for some people, it's a Pandora's box that they don't want to open. So go ahead, Tiffany.
Yes, well, I am the poet of the book as well. I am also a Shiro. You know, being able to have a voice as to what occurred, you know, behind closed doors is just so important to the healing process. And, you know, and for me, it was, surviving severe sexual abuse as a child and no one knowing and yet just observing some horrific things. So being able to have a voice through poetry has been such a healing process for me. And hopefully one for other individuals as well. I think that, you know, being able to learn about what is domestic violence, what does it look like, you know, to be able to be around others that have been through the same thing is just so important for individuals to kind of be aware of what's going on in their life and that they're not alone and that there is help. And so, you know, it's just been such an honor to be part of the Beyond Abuse book and to be working with all the other authors. You know, they are just such amazing sheroes, and their stories are just filled with hope and God's glory. And so it's such an honor.
Now, give us your last name again, Tiffany.
Ingersoll.
Okay, got it. Yes. Okay, now, Tiffany, now you said that this is your, that you are, you know, you have, so you've got some poetry in this upcoming that is just an amazing, amazing work that's going to help people. Is this your first poet, or, you know, time to get your poetry out in a book like this?
I am actually going to be releasing a full book of poetry called Light in the Face of Darkness within the next week here or so. So the Beyond Abuse book has just a couple selections of some of the poems that you'll see in my full book of poetry. So it's just been, you know, perfect timing to be able to be part of the Beyond Abuse project, but also to launch, be able to launch a full book of poetry, again, has just been by the grace of God.
So your full book is new?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, great, great. Okay, well, you know, that is really, 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 really wonderful that you are part of the project. Now, will you be there on October the 29th?
Yes, absolutely. I will be there the entire time and more than willing to share my story and just support others that are there and help educate kind of on the process of breaking free and of, of being able to become a shero.
Yeah. Well, what are we going to do even in the second half of the show here? If one of you or both of you or what have you would, you know, like to share a bit of your testimony, we won't have but, 20 minutes or so. So, but if you can share just even a part of it, something that you feel that someone listening to the broadcast, would be able to be motivated by or inspired by a segment even of your, you don't have to tell your whole testimony because, I understand testimonies and sometimes there's a lot that has happened and most of them we could go for over an hour sharing, but if there's something that you could give. So we could do that in the second half of the show. The show does go on for an hour every morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, you're welcome to even come back and share your stories. I mean, this is Domestic Violence Month, and we want to encourage women, men, and youth to do like what you said, Gloria, to, make a change in your life. And we want people to know that surviving is not the hardest thing in the world, so it is doable. But right now, I want to, don't go away, you two, you're still on the line, so just know that if you don't want us to hear something, your lines are still open. If you don't want us to hear something, you can just mute yourself until you're ready to speak. But now I'm going to go back and open the phone line here. We have, let me see, who is this now? This is Laura. Okay, Laura, we're back with you, and I want to welcome, everyone who is listening. We're talking about domestic violence. We're talking with a team out of Cleveland, Ohio. We have a very, very powerful. So, Laura, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Lee. Thank you so much. I just wanted to say good morning. I'm on the freeway driving into work. I was listening to the show. I want to say good morning to Gloria and Tiffany. You guys sound great. And I just wanted to say, yes, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I was a survivor also, really a victim to survivor, but now I call myself really a thriver. Because you got to go on and let go and just let others know that there is hope out there. So that's what Beyond Abuse is about. We are beyond the abuse. And I just want to say thank you for letting us be on your show, and I love you very much. God bless.
Okay, okay. Yeah, Laura, before you go, can you tell us what SHIRO stands for?
Oh, I don't have acronym. Oh, that's a good question. I have
don't
the acronym
worry.
In front of me.
I'll get
survivors.
It.
Wait a minute. Tiffany, Gloria, you got the acronym?
It's all right. I'll get it. I got it. I'll get it from either Denise or one of the other ladies. I know, no problem. It's no big deal. Denise gave it out yesterday, so, I mean, she got, sorry, Denise gave it out on Monday. So anyone, they can always go and listen to the archive. It's a great show to listen to anyway. Sorry to put you on the spot like that there. You're on the road. I don't want you focused on nothing but those cars and that highway. So we appreciate you calling in, and thank you so much. You're welcome to keep listening. Have an awesome, awesome day.
Thank you, Lisa. We'd be looking forward to for you to come to Cleveland and talk, too. We're waiting for you.
Oh, you know what? I tell you, I love you all. I tell you, you know, it's just, it's such an honor and a privilege to be loved the way you all love me when I come to Cleveland. And I so, so, so appreciate how you women, Denise and all, I can't, you know, the way you all make a person feel is just beyond, it's beyond abuse, it's just beyond, you know, it's be. I mean, it's beyond love. You know, you all are
right.
Y'all just fabulous.
Oh,
fabulous.
Thank you.
When I don't come to Cleveland, I'm like longing to get to Cleveland for a reason. But you all are truly adorable, and it's truly, truly a blessing. So, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you all too. Big hugs to all of you awesome women.
Thank you. God bless and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Okay, everyone. That was Laura. She's also a SHIRO. So now we're back to, and if you're calling, if you have a question for our guest, please dial in 347-945-7991. We're here on Blog Talk Radio this morning talking about this very sensitive and touchy but yet important discussion on domestic violence back about 2 months ago in the state of North Carolina. They had over 31 murders due to domestic violence in 1 month. For the month of July, 31 murders. That is serious, people. This is not, you know, we don't do this for fun. This is it's a ministry. It's real work. It's helping people. And so we want to be able to, you know, be a help to people. Now, the statistics are something like every 30 seconds, a woman is being abused. Those statistics are way too high. We must cut into those statistics. And if you tune in on Friday, we're going to have a lot more statistics. Like I said, we have medical statistics. We have financial statistics in the billions of dollars that go every year toward the fight against domestic violence, either by having to pay for funeral, medical care, having to help out families, having to train the abuser, believe it or not, but maybe you don't know, that there are thousands and thousands of dollars funding training programs to help the abuser, because we're never going to fix the abuse problem if we only help the victim, because you'll just continue to get more victims, because the abuser will just go on to abuse someone else. We have to put more emphasis and focus on helping the abusers. They need help. We understand we're mad at them. We're angry at them for what they've done and how they've destroyed our lives and how they've ripped our families apart, how they've banged up and mangled up our bodies, because some women are very mangled up and even lost their lives. But it will happen again and again if the abuser does not get serious, real help. So anyway, back to you, Tiffany. What do you have to say on the subject of domestic violence, and or you, Gloria?
Okay, well, this is Gloria. What you were just saying, it really, like it's something that you know, but when you hear someone else say it, it puts the light on about helping the abuser. And that's also something that we have to do. One thing that I was just amazed that I was able to forgive him. And it was a forgiveness where it didn't hurt. It was just the natural thing that God wanted me to do. And every morning I pray that God would help his mind to soften his heart, and not just himself but others that's out there that's abusing. It's just something you never, I never thought about it in my life. I realized that I had been in a situation at marriage, but never knew it was domestic violence. So that's why the knowledge is so helpful for people to realize this is not a way of living. There's something wrong with that. And that's what I enjoy now. I had to go through life, but I see that the Lord let me do that so I can have a voice to help others. We have a saying about Beyond Abuse. It says, what is the Beyond Abuse Project? The opportunity for domestic violence advocates to use their own voices and life journeys to impact, educate, and empower others to utilize their influence to save those who still suffer at the hands of their abuser. So it's good to have a voice now. It's good to learn about that voice and to use it. And if you've got 10 people in a room, if you can help one, Lord, thank you for the help for that one. And that's what I enjoy. My situation came because of me realizing that I was living the way the Lord did not want me to live. I wasn't married. So with me not being married, and then with me listening to his word and knowing his way that he wanted me to live my life, I wanted to get away from that situation. Not in a bad way, but just step back and tell the abuser, well, let's just, well, he was an abuser then, but tell the gentleman then, let's just a date. And if God is willing and wants this to be, it will be. But his reaction from that wasn't the same as what I thought. So I just ended up being harmed. I ended up with, it was my face that was being attacked. So I had over 300 stitches in my face. I had my ear off, my finger, everything. But during the whole thing, you know, as I thought about the whole thing, even though I had to go through that, God picked the instrument for him to use was something that didn't hurt. If he used a box cutter. So with that box cutter, I felt no pain. I didn't know that I was even being cut until I felt the moisture from the air, because it was at night after Bible class, and I felt the dampness, and I saw that I was red. I'm like, I'm bleeding. So even though we go through things, Lisa, God always is there to do something to help it not be as bad as the devil wanted it to be. So it was just, it was, I went through it. I held my head up. I never stopped going to church. I went back to work. And I always say, you can't keep God's children down. You can't keep them down. It's not his will. But whatever you have to go through life, just hold on. You know, just be faithful to him. He'll be faithful to you. And he brought me out. Well, I got 18 years he got, and every day, like I said, I pray every day.
18 years what?
He was served 18 years in prison.
Wow.
He served 18 in prison.
For what he did to you?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, but she put it consecutively.
Mm.
So the straight 18, and I know for those straight 18 years, I'll still pray every morning.
Mm.
That the Lord will help him every morning.
Well, you do have some story, and that is great that you are connected with this book. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I take a deep breath on that one. So we'll come back to you. Let's go to Tiffany. Tiffany, wow, I tell you, you know, we're here today, and we're just thankful to God that you ladies, that God spared your life. Certainly, it could have went the other way. So many people, you know, with less physical contact are no longer alive. So,
yeah,
so we thank God he spared your life so that you can have a voice, to use your voice to help other women get their voice. And I think that's so powerful.
Right.
God bless you that he didn't cut your vocal cords, even though, mm-hmm. you know, you'd be able to write. But thank God that you are here and alive and able to lift up your voice so that other women who are suffering, and men, but to the women who are suffering, can get a voice so that they can then use their voice to help others. And it's like a, almost like an each one, reach one kind of thing. Everybody, because this job is not going to be done by two or three people. It's impossible. It's impossible. Because it's too big. It's too big. It can start with one, but we need everyone, and I know that's why you all wrote the book. That's why you have the event coming up. You're saying, help us. Help us to help them. Help us to help them. And that's what you're going to get, because God always exceeds your expectations. So, Tiffany, tell us if you can, you know, share some of your testimony. If not, you can tell us any other statistics that you have that would be able to help someone get to the thriving stage.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, there were multiple abusers as a child, and you know, unfortunately for me, and none of them have been able to be prosecuted. You know, so I know that there's only one still alive, and I would have no doubt that he continues to abuse, which is you know, so heart-wrenching. But, you know, just like Gloria, praying every day that God would move in his heart, and that he would be able to repent and to change his ways. You know, for me, there was such, you know, internal turmoil in such darkness that definitely tried to cease, you know, my entire life. But even, you know, at the youngest age, I can remember, you know, my prayer even before I knew God was, you know, if there is a God, please don't let my pain go in vain. And I would repeat that over and over again. And so to see now how God is using my pain to help inspire others to keep going, to step out of that darkness and find, you know, the truth of God's love and his healing powers, it's just such a blessing for me. And I'm just always in awe of how God can take such darkness from abuse and turn it into, you know, such an inspiration for others to keep fighting and to have a voice and to stand up for what is right and how to be treated. So, you know, my poems are a way of me being able to take back that voice, which is just so important, I think, to the healing process. And, you know, it just is, it, you know, our voices need to be heard. They need to be seen. And definitely in having a voice, you move others, and you're able to take back your life. And allow God to use that, you know, horrific pain for his glory. And so, you know, for me, it's just, I'm almost awestruck by God's power and God's healing grace.
Well, are you prepared to read us one of your poems this morning?
Yes, I am. I'm, you know, been kind of debating as to which one, but I think, you know, in talking about your voice, my one poem called My Screams, I think, you know, kind of reveals how strongly a voice can have.
Okay.
Right? So, my screams. They lie below the surface. The thunderous rumbles ripple the surface. The shockwaves make no sound. Just a distant gasp can be heard. Daggers pierce the skin, yet the breath of life is silent. Streetlights twinkle. The sky is the color of ash. The fire is blazing. The sirens go off. Not a sound can be heard. No one moves. No one knows. No one asks. No one sees. No one hears. The breath of life ceases. Death looms within reach. The silence is deafening. Its screams rip the very fabric of life. But only a drop of a tear can be heard. No one knows. No one asks. No one sees. No one hears. No one moves. Piercing horror echoes within the mind, yet not a sound can be heard. Oh, to break the silence would be freedom. The vibrations of just a faint whimper could move mountains. The body barely contains the toxins infused. They seep into every aspect of life. They eat away at the flesh, seeking the ultimate prize. The heart, the hope, the love, the truth, the knowledge, the life. Is one to reach out for the hand of death? What is it that takes hold, resists the steps into oblivion, into the depths of hell? Beyond the eyes lies oceans of tears. Just one drop released takes the courage of a warrior. Just the thought of a voice released is to die a thousand torturous deaths. Still, no one asks, no one sees, no one hears, no one moves, no one knows. To make a sound means complete and final death. Is one to take hold? Is one to leave the marks of guilt? Is one to give up the life to protect the life of others? Is one primordial scream worth the cost? Is the acknowledgement of truth freedom? To have one see, to have one hear, to have one ask, to have one know, to have one move? A war rages within, a typhoon floods the glands, but the dams of fear block the flow. Can one maintain the doomed fracture ahead? Can one prevent the inevitable voice to be heard? To open one's mouth will cause a ripple in time. Break free, my little one. Reach out. Let them hear. Let them ask. Let them know. Let them move. Let them see. Your voice needs to be heard, needs to be asked about, needs to be known, needs to be seen, needs to move the mountains of others. Do not hold back, my little one. Do not hold back me. Take hold of life. Take hold of truth. Take hold of freedom. Take hold of energy. Take hold of hope. Take hold of love. Take hold of self-care. Take hold of honesty. Take hold of movement. Take hold of intuition. Take hold of growth. Take hold of your voice and allow the echoes across the land. Do not hold back. Open up the gates and allow the waters to roar. Thank you so much for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Tiffany.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Lalisa? Are you there, Tiffany?
Yes, I am.
You know what happened?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What's your message? You are still live. Keep talking. Oh, shoot. See. Oh, Lord, Tiffany.
Denise?
Nope. Well, we can continue to, you know, just be able to, you know, just recap our events on Saturday, October 22nd. We do have the Flapjack fundraiser at Applebee's on Northfield Road, and that's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And, you know, with that, you definitely get your flapjacks, your meat, hash brown, and eggs, along with coffee and juices that can be refilled at any request. And then we also have our Beyond Abuse Domestic Violence Symposium on Saturday, October 29th, and that is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and anyone is welcome to come to either of those events. We would love to have you and love to be able to talk with you as well.
And as Tiffany was stating, the one for October 29th, that address again is 3476 East 152nd and Kinsman Road. 3476 East 152nd Street and Kinsman Road. That's going to be an awesome event for us. And also I would like to put out there for everyone, we have a intercessory prayer line on Wednesday mornings, and everyone's welcome to participate. It's from Wednesday from 6 to 7 a.m. That number is 712-451-6000. Again, this is Wednesday mornings from 6 to 7, and at number 712-451-6000. And once you dial that number, then you put in a code of 439-276. 439-276. We just like to pray for each other and pray for others and just lift everyone up. That's the halfway of the week, what they call it, the hump day. So just a little inspiration for us to push ourselves a little farther for the rest of the week.
Gloria, is there anything else that you'd want to share about your story?
No, that's one thing about a book. No, it's
Denise,
the main thing.
Yeah, we'll get the full story in the book, that's for sure. Yes.
Okay.
Now, I know it sounds like, Tiffany, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if you could hear me earlier.
We couldn't.
Okay.
No.
Aha. You could not. Got you. So, good. I think I might have had myself on mute. Now, question. Denise, are you with us? Denise is not.
Yes, okay. I'm here. Melissa?
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me now?
You were on. You had yourself on mute before?
Yeah, I was just standing in the background, you know, letting Tiffany and Gloria, you know, do it, because, like you said, we don't do these things by ourselves. So, see, it don't always have to be my voice, as long as our voice is heard. Oh, Tiffany and Gloria was doing a wonderful job. Even though they couldn't hear you, LaLisa, they just went on ahead, and I thank God for that. I thank God that they didn't stop and quit. See, we don't quit. We just keep going. And we're going to keep doing this. We're so persistent in everything that we do, especially when it comes to the Beyond Abuse Project and domestic violence itself and ending it, because I believe we can end it, that we're going to just keep on going no matter who's there with us. We're just going to keep on moving and doing what we're supposed to do. But look, LaLisa, you asked a question earlier for the ladies. You wanted to know what that acronym meant, CHIRO. And
yes,
just for your listeners that weren't on the line with us the other day, CHIRO means Survivors Heard Everywhere, Releasing Others.
Okay.
So that's what the acronym for CHIRO means. It's Survivors Heard Everywhere, Releasing Others. And with that, I'm going to step back off the mic. I love you guys.
Okay.
Love you.
Okay, so we got that. Survivors Heard Everywhere, Releasing Others. And that's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. Releasing Others. And so earlier, I don't know maybe if you were able to hear or not, I kind of wanted to have some timelines for some people. So in other words, if there's someone listening who may feel like, well, my situation is just too hard, I've been married to this person too long, that's why I had asked the question to Tiffany. I wasn't sure if you could say if you were married or if not. It doesn't matter, really. But how long were you in the abusive situation? Because I think that may help somebody. Okay, if I'm in an mm-hmm. abusive relationship and I've only been there, you know, a week, and I get out, sure, that's helpful to someone who's in it a short time. But some people have so much riding on their marriage, so to speak. In other words, I got the mortgage. He's paying for the children's I'm just using it if it was a man doing the abusing, because it could be the opposite. We know that.
Right.
But I guess I'll keep stating that just so that people don't think that this is, you know, a male bashing show. But so I got the mortgages tied up. The SUV payments are coming out. We got the kids' college payment. He's helping to make those. He's also funding those wonderful cruises I like to take with my girlfriends or whatever. A lot of times there's a lot riding on, and then there's reputation. Everyone in the community knows that I'm the woman with the blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes there's, you know, there's my self-image kind of thing, or self-esteem. I got a man, you know, all my life I was told that, you know, have a husband, have a man, have this person in your life. So I didn't know if any of you could speak to how a person lets go of all of that to get free so that they can have their voice. If either of you have that situation. If not, that's okay. We'll get somebody on, you know, in the rest of the month to talk about it. But I wanted to give you all a chance just in case that is your scenario or was.
This is, you know, Tiffany. And for me, I was a child. So I think for me it was being able to share to a parent or to an adult what was going on was so terrifying that I basically shut that completely down. And it wasn't until, you know, years later that I was able to talk. But as a child, you know, I can remember just thinking, oh, I want my mom or my dad to be as happy as they can be. I want to please them in every way. So the shame that was there, I think, really, really shut me down. But when I did decide to talk, it was terrifying. It was, you know, having to stand up and say this is wrong. I don't care what, you know, what anybody else thinks. This is what I went through. And for me, you know, I spoke up to hopefully prevent, you know, this man from continuing. You know, I wasn't sure if, you know, if he would be charged because so many years had gone by, but I at least knew it was on his record. So if anybody else came forward, their case was that much stronger. But it was a terrifying experience, but so well worth it. You know, it's, I think it really saved my life by taking that step and saying, this is wrong, and others need to know about it.
Okay. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Gloria, if you have anything to share on that, I know you said that before, you did say that someone had been, you know, prosecuted and was serving time. So I wasn't sure if you, you know, had anything to add to my earlier comment about having to consider, especially when you've made a life with someone.
Yes, well, with mine, Melissa, we had been dating for maybe 2 years for this incident. And one thing you just said, mine wasn't as deep as, like you're saying, well, this person is paying the mortgage, she's paying the car note, the children's education. Mine wasn't that deep. I wasn't to a financial thing with it, but not as deep as that. But that was on my mind, like, well, I want this to be end. I want this money to be paid, what, you know, what I had signed for.
Right.
To make it short. But it wasn't, I was, there was never a fear of him. It was, he became very jealous. There was never, ever a hit or anything before this one particular day.
Wow.
The jealousy may have, that's one thing, I'm sorry, go on.
No, oh no, I was just saying, wow.
Okay. That's one thing a lot of people should, a light that should come on. When the jealousy becomes really out of hand, and jealousy means that I'm not trusting you, right, that's period, right off bat right there. That's not a good relationship. But the jealousy became very, very enhanced. And my mom asked me once, are you afraid of him? And I said, no, the Lord never gave me fear, and he hadn't. I never thought I'd be hurt. But that was a sign, a jealous sign, and the not wanting you to be around people. And it was just a strange situation like that, but the day my situation happened, it was just such a shock to me. Like, how could you hurt me when I've never harmed? You know, I never threw anything out there to harm. But I would just tell anyone, you know, if you see signs, if you don't know what to do, find some help somewhere. Find, like our organization, Beyond Abuse. There's different ones out there for different people. They have the Domestic Violence Center, 24-hour crisis hotline. There's different things, children and family services, the Coward County Prosecutor's Office, wherever, whatever county you're in, wherever, there's someone that you can call. If the light is turned on and you know it's there, don't just let it burn. Put that out. Don't just let it keep going and going, and you don't know how far it may go and how much it may damage you. And then you also have that feeling like, oh, not me. I don't want anyone to know this. I don't want anyone to know that. I didn't want anyone to know that I was going through such a jealous thing, or the confusion that was going on. I just didn't want that. And then my thing, too, Lalisa, my age. I mean, a person said to me one time, we had our Denise and I went to an event a couple of Saturdays ago, and a lady said, my incident happened to me September 17th of 08. And today I'm 64 years old. So she said, well, you never think about domestic violence for older women. And I never, when she said that, I never thought about that. It's not just young people. you know, it's life. As long as we're here, you never know what situation you may be in. But the main thing is that we all have to do that same thing. We have to speak out. We have to stop it. Don't let. And that was another thing, you know, your age and, oh, I'm so ashamed. But you have to get past that. You can't let that. That's not what God wants you to do. No matter what age you are, no matter what situation you're in, no matter how helpful, that we had one of our articles, I meant one of our chapters we were speaking of. We wanted to be called The Mask Must Go.
Mm.
You can't keep hiding behind this thing.
Mm.
Sure, because it's come out.
Yeah, it's just, and you know, I tell you, thank you for sharing that, because that's going to help, you know, that whole group of people who feel that whoever is listening, maybe it's your parent that may be going through it, and you didn't know how to get mama or auntie or whomever to open up about what could be happening to them. So now they can, they'll hear you, and they'll be able to move in that direction. So I thank you for sharing that, because you're right. A lot of times once shame and guilt sets in, people can handle a lot of pain sometimes when shame and guilt is crouching at the door. You know, we take pain and, you know, we don't wouldn't otherwise take when we're ashamed or when we feel guilty, like we had some part in it, something I did. I'm the one who, you know, initiated the relationship, or whatever guilt may come. Or I was the kid who was always needy. You know, I understand that, and I so thank both of you ladies. We just have a few minutes left to the show. I thank both of you, both Tiffany Ingersoll and you, Miss Gloria Jennings. Also want to thank Miss Laura, who also called in on her way to work. We thank God and trust that she made it to work safely. I want to thank Miss Denise Jenkins, who called in and gave us the definition for SHERO. Survivors heard everywhere releases others. So keep telling your story. We know you're going to be sharing parts of your story on October the 22nd at the Applebee's there at Northfield in Richmond, 8 to 10. That's a Saturday morning. We also know that you're going to be, I'm doing one the exact same day at Applebee's here in New Jersey. So
okay.
Something, we're on one accord. Also on the 29th of October, the end of the month, you do your big domestic violence symposium, free and open to the public. They can go to your website. They can connect with you all on Facebook. You have a Beyond Abuse website right there, a group on Facebook. They can just Google it. They can Google the Sanctuary CEC. They can listen to this recording and get all the information. Also, the church where your session will be held is at the New Freedom Ministries. That sounds awesome. What a great title to go along with what you're trying to do with women,
yeah.
Helping them to become free, helping them to take back their voices so that they know, oh, my God, you know what? This is just amazing. You know, just take your, you know what? You never know what a voice can do.
You never
know. You never know, like you said. And God bless you. You have 60 seconds left, but you never know what your voice can do. Just use your voice. Lift up your voice to write poetry. Write down your story. You may never, you know, my abusers, not any one of them, and there were about seven, not any one of them were ever prosecuted, ever. Not one charge ever filed. But that doesn't demean me as a woman, as a human being. I'm still here, and I'm doing my thing. So, you see, yes, because my life is not contingent upon what they did to me. Well, as a matter of fact, it is in a way, because I wouldn't be here talking to you had not I had the experiences. So I thank God. You made it awesome. Tiffany, God bless you and your new book coming out. Life, what is it, Life After Darkness?
light in the face of darkness.
There you go. Light in the Face of Darkness by Tiffany Ingersoll. Look for it. Connect with her. And they'll be back on Friday. I don't know which ones of you will come back, but that's the plan. We'll see you back here on Friday for more discussion on this topic to hear more about how people can take their voice back. Join, I tell you, it's just awesome. Denise, you're the greatest. We love you. Thanks to our other callers from Cleveland that have called in and listened. Thank you to our awesome guests that have tuned in and out of the chat room, others that have been listening. We know this has been a breakthrough show for you, for some of you today. Please let your family members listen. Let others that you know listen in. Somebody on your job may need to hear it. You don't have to force it down their throat. Just let them listen. You may save someone's life. You may save a life. At least you'll get someone their voice back. You know, it's nothing like, oh, my God. I mean, that just moved me so. Nothing like having your voice back.
Yeah.
No? Hmm. Because a lot of times in those relationships, like I said, I've had several. One thing you feel like you don't have is a voice. You can't speak out. You may get slapped. You can't, you know, you can't voice your opinions. You may be knocked down, or you may be cursed out, or you may be names hurled at you that just sting like, you know, like the blade of a knife. You have no voice. But wow, to get your voice, oh, that's just powerful. I mean, that just hit me like a ton of bricks. Be able to, and for everyone that's being abused in any level, emotionally, financially, spiritual abuse, there's about 9 different forms of abuse: physical, verbal, psychological, sexual abuse. There's so many forms of abuse, and we're going to talk about some of those on our next show. We're going to talk about the cycle of abuse. How it starts, what's at the base of abuse, how much it's costing. But wow, to take someone's voice so that they cannot, it's just devastating. And to give someone their voice back, I could go on and talk about this for the, we're over time now, y'all. I could just talk about this for the next 3 hours. That voice. Thank you, Tiffany, and thank you, Gloria. God, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for being able to let our voice be heard every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's a blessing.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Just a woman, you got a voice. Because that's one, see, one of the things that's the heart of this abuse with these abusers is that control. And the one thing a person wants to do is to shut you up.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to, they want to silence you. And,
that's why I said mine was aimed mostly for just my face.
My God.
God is good.
God is good. And so I'm just, oh, my God, I'm so excited now. Well, I'm getting run on now because I'm about to go meet with some other women, and I'm going to help them get their voice. So I thank you. I appreciate you all. This has been such a blessing. It's about the voice. I'm on it. Got to get the voice, y'all. All right, ladies. God bless each and every one of you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay. Love you all.
Love you. God. Well, we want to thank those awesome, awesome women. We'll be back with the Coastal Lisa Show again tomorrow, which is Thursday, for another powerful inspiration and motivational session of the Coach Lisa Show. Until then, let the goals of your dreams take you to your destiny.